If you were listening to this broadcast late last year, you might remember Edith Williams and her dog, Bella.
Say hello, Bella, to the listeners.
Williams spent her career in housekeeping. For a while, she even worked at a UT sorority where one of the Bush daughters lived. Now, she's retired, and being on a fixed income, she struggles to pay her electric bill. She says her friends do, too.
It's a little hard for us to ask for assistance, but we do need assistance because we have work. We're not people that didn't work. We have worked all our lives.
And they sometimes receive assistance from a program called the System Benefit Fund. It was set up when Texas deregulated its electric market to give discounts to poor people in deregulated parts of the state. But things didn't go according to plan. Here's Houston Democratic State Representative Sylvester Turner.
The legislature started curtailing the discount, reducing the discount, let's say, from 20% down to like 16% or 15%. Now it's at 10%.
The Texas Public Utility Commission also cut back on how many people received assistance. All that provoked a lot of anger because the state was actually benefiting from withholding those discounts. By keeping the money in the fund, lawmakers could use it to certify the state budget. They didn't spend it, it just stayed there year after year to show that the state had cash on hand. The fund eventually grew to around $800 million.
That brings us up to where we are when we started the session in January of 2013.
At that time, there was a lot of talk about how to end the state's dependence on the fund to balance the budget. The money is collected in fees from ratepayers, so one proposal would have ended those fees and paid back the full $800 million. But Representative Turner wanted the money to go where it was first intended, low-income ratepayers. He won a partial victory. Under the budget deal that was eventually worked out, the state will stop collecting fees for the fund and start paying out big time.
Starting in September of this year, those low-income customers will be receiving approximately about an 80% discount.
And that will happen again May through September next year. Low-income Texans will get their bills almost fully comped as the state tries to draw down the fund.
And then in 2015, the discount will be roughly 15%.
The discount will drop again in 2016.
And then after that, the fund should be totally exhausted of its funds.
My concern is, what happens when the program ends? What are we going to do to make sure that we have affordable electricity in Texas?
Carol Bajitsky is the director of the advocacy group Texas Ratepayers Organization to Save Energy. To her question, Representative Turner says he's not exactly sure, but he thinks private electric companies will be asked to do more to help.
When seniors and other low-income people are having their power turned off in June, July, August, I think there's going to be a tremendous amount of pressure on the industry and the Public Utility Commission to do something.
Of course, people who are having trouble paying their bills don't want it to have to come to that. I caught up with Edith Williams on the phone to get her thoughts.
Well, my message would be, don't leave your seniors out without any assistance. Please don't leave us out.
She says without any assistance at all, the lucky among her friends will move in with their grown children during extremely hot days. The less fortunate may sweat it out in houses without air conditioning. The one thing she says is certain, the need for help with the bills will still be there, even if the money isn't. For State Impact Texas, I'm Mose Bouchel.